That's our ring time for lunch. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, Lum discovered that Abner had left him with the circus and had gone back to Pine Ridge. He was so discouraged over the turn of events that he let Squire Skink talk him into selling the circus for $1,000. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Grandpappy Spears in the Jot 'em Down store. Abner is just entering. Listen.
Come in. What can I do for you?
I'd like 100 pounds of bird seed.
Well, for the Lord's sake, Abner Peabody.
Hey, howdy, Grandpa.
Never knowed you were in town even. When'd you get back?
Oh, I come in right before last, but I've been staying around the house pretty close.
Yeah, whereabouts is Lum? Did he come in too?
No. Fur as I know, he's still with the circus.
You're just taking a few days off visiting, huh?
No, I ain't with the circus no more, Grandpa. I took out, quit.
What for? Thought you fellas were doing pigeon-toed good in the show business.
Well, we were doing all right, I reckon.
You and Lum ain't had a falling out with one another, have you?
Well, I don't know. I never waited around to find out. Cedric come to me and told me Lum was aiming on sending me to the penitentiary, so I pulled out.
Sending you to the penitentiary?
Yeah, he thinks I've been stealing some money from the circus.
Wait a minute, what's that? Stealing money from the circus?
Well, I never actually sold it. I was the one that taking it, all right, but I...
What in the world got into that spavin-legged head of yours to pull a stunt like that?
I was just doing it for Lum's sake, doing him a favor.
Yeah, a nice little favor, taking money belongs to him, or half of it, least.
Well, now just let me explain it to you. See, Lum was in love with that bareback rider we had with the show, and she had him to where he'd do anything she told him to. Want him to buy a bunch of stuff, $500 electric signs for her, and I don't know what all. So I just taken the money to keep him from spending on her.
Oh, I see. Well...
But, see, he don't know that. He thinks I was aiming on keeping it for myself.
Well, why don't you tell him then?
Cause he never give me no chance. He said if he ever found out who done it, he was going to send him to the penitentiary regardless of who it was or why they done it. And said he's going to give him a whooping to boot.
Well, I do know. That sounds like him, all right. Hot-headedest one vermin I ever seen.
Well, I ain't saw him since he found out it was me. There's no telling what he will do.
Yeah, the best thing to do is just stay away from him for a while until he sort of cools off, simmers down.
Yeah, that's what I figure.
Yeah. His snarls all frazzled that way, he's liable to scuffle with you.
Oh, he'll do it.
Fist fight.
Yeah, that's the reason I come over here. Dick Huddleston's going to explain it all to Lum as quick as he can see him. And I believe he'll listen to Dick.
Yeah, Richard will be a good hand to talk to him.
Yeah.
Well, I'm proud you're back over here, Abner, old boy. I ain't had a checker game since you fellas left town.
Well, I ain't played none to speak of myself. Me and the sword swallower pitched horseshoes a time or two.
Is that so?
Yeah, but we never had much time for nothing hardly. Moving so much and all, you know. It ain't like the store business where everybody's got a lot of setting down to do.
I think it's just been awful quiet here. Right now everybody's busy in the fields, chopping cotton and one thing or another.
Yeah. Well, that's the reason I come off over here this afternoon. Elizabeth aiming on planting that patch there in back of the house. She plowed it up this morning.
Uh-huh.
And I know good and well she had it all planned in her head for me to spend the afternoon planting corn. So I just slipped off.
Don't blame you.
Oh, I just can't stand to do a woman's work that way. Next thing you know, she'll have me chopping wood.
Well, I'll spoil Charity, I reckon. She's got to where she expects me to get right out in the fields with her.
Once a fella starts that foolishness, there just ain't no stopping place, I reckon.
No, a fella sits around the store here all day long, he just don't feel like doing no chores around the house.
Why, of course not.
I don't see how Richard Huddleston stands it. He gets out there and works in the garden just as good as every woman you've ever seen.
Yeah, well, this new generation, they just don't know how to handle their women folks. Some of them women don't earn their salt.
Why, no, that woman of Charlie Dillyhoney's is even henpecked him into delivering the washing spur.
Oh, Lord, yes, I'd separate her if it was me. Just tell her to pack her duds and hit the road running.
Oh, sure, rock her off in the place.
But the worst henpecked feller I ever seen was that first man, a Sister Simpson. Now, she had him under her thumb. I've actually saw him out milking the cows.
Well, I ain't surprised. I saw him carrying wood and draw water just same as if he's a woman.
Yeah.
Or'd have been wearing a sunbonnet.
Well, it's fellas like that causes a lot of family trouble too, Grandpa. These women folks get around these ladies' aid and missionary societies and get to bragging about how much work their man does around the place.
Yeah.
First thing you know, your woman comes home a complaint.
Oh, it's a shame. I say, ain't.
Yeah, I'm just proud to see fellas like you, Grandpap, has always stood up for the right. I've always said, a man is supposed to be ahead of his family. I know I never
just
in my
life... Just I believe that's her ring.
Yeah, go ahead and answer. Don't get up. I think I'll go home tonight and give that Elizabeth a good...
Hello, jot him down, sure. Who are you calling?
I just want me out there.
Oh, yes, Mommy, sitting right here. All right, just hold the receiver. Dadney, your woman wants to talk to you.
Tell her I'm busy. No, wait, I'll talk to her. Hello? Yeah, what is she want? Why are you sitting here visiting with Grandpa? I thought you never aimed a plant till tomorrow. Well, I never had no idea. Well, Elizabeth, you might have said it, but I never heard you. All right, Elizabeth. Yes, honey, just as quick as I can get over there. All right. Goodbye.
Now, sir, Abner, a man's just got to declare himself. Show him who's boss.
Yeah, I reckon so. Well, I expect I better be getting over the place, Grandpa.
Oh, sit down, Abner. Don't rush on.
No, I better be going. It's my nice supper time.
Well, Mom, you don't eat supper at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, do you?
Well, I think I've got a headache. I better mosey on over and lay down for a while.
Well, for the land's sake, look at who just drove up out there in front.
Oh, Squire Skin.
Yeah.
Reckon what he's doing over here. The circus supposed to be in Mansfield today.
Bound he's looking for you, Abner.
Well, I ain't going back over. I'll tell him right now.
Well, come in, Squire. Come in. Howdy, howdy.
Hey, well, hello there, Grandpap. Hello, Abner. How are you, Grandpap?
Oh, all right, I reckon. How's yourself?
Oh, fine, fine. Abner, you're the very man I want to see you.
Well, I ain't going back. I'll tell you that right now, Squire.
I've got some good news for you, Abner. I've got a fellow all ribbed up to buy the circus off of you. Over $1,000 for it.
$1,000?
Well, Lord me, that ain't much. It ought to be worth a heap more than that.
$1,000 for the whole seven-legged circus?
Well, now, Abner, it's just like I told him. You've made a little money out of it so far, but from here on out, it looks like mighty slim pickings. In fact, you stand a chance to lose all you've made and your circus, too.
Well, what does Lom think about it? Does he want to sell it?
Oh, yes, he's all excited over it. Fact is, I've got his name signed right here, this auction.
Got his name signed to what?
This auction here, an agreement that you fellas will sell at that price.
I'm sure. Don't you know what an auction is, Abner?
As a matter of fact, Lum told me to come over here and get your signature on it, too.
Well, I believe we could get a heap more than that for it, Squire. But if he wants to sell it, Ted, I don't want to stand his way. Him and me's having enough trouble as it is.
Yeah, if you as you, I'd try to humor him a little bit.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, Abner. Just sign your name right there on the bottom line. Now, the deal's just as good as made. Here's a pen. I'll have the cash for you tomorrow, too.
Abner always tickles me, right? Always logs his tongue out whenever he goes to sign his name. Look here.
Well, hey, Esquire. Tell Lum I just done it for him, though.
Well, he'll be tickled to death, Abner. I'm just glad I could help you fellows on account of us being such old friends, you know. Well, I expect I better be going. I want to get this deal all wound up this afternoon if I can.
Well, I'm sure much obliged to you, Squire.
Oh, not at all, not at all, Abner. I'm just glad to help you any time I can, you know that.
That's fine, to goodness, Abner. I never would have signed no such document as that. In the first place, I wouldn't trust that Squire Skimp no further than I could drop kick a anvil.
Well, he's different now than he used to be, Grandpap. He's turned over a new leaf.
Sassy Frass. Sassy Frass.
Well, anyway, I reckon Mom's got his reasons for wanting to get shoved at circus. He's mad enough at me now without me standing in his way over there.
Well, I still say if it had been me, I never in this pigeon-toed world... Oh, wait a minute, that's our ring again.
Oh, my goodness. If that's my woman, Grandpap, tell her I've done left.
Hello, jot him down, store Milford Avery Spears talking.
Is that turn, Cliff?
Why, yes, he's here. Yes, Mom.
That blame it, Grandpap. I said, tell her I done started home. Can't you hear nothing?
All right, I'll let you talk to him. Hear him.
I ain't going to talk to her. Tell her I ain't here.
It ain't your woman. It's Lum talking on long distance from Mansfield. He says it's important.
Oh, want to make up with me, I reckon. Let me hear. Hello? This is him. Yeah, how are you, Lum? Yeah, he was just here. Yeah, I sure did. I just now signed it. Huh? Come over that again. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Grandpap, holler, Squire, and stop him.
Hey, he's done gone. What's the matter?
Lum says for me not to sign that document. Squire's given us $1,000 for the circus, and Lum just found out he's selling it to the county seat for a new zoo, and he's getting $4,000 for it.
$4,000?
Yes, sir. He's just giving us out of $3,000.
So that's what Squire had up his sleeve. Will the old fellows have to let their circus go for $1,000? Is there any way out of this after they both signed to sell?